Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about Cyrano Theater Company's production of the play The Syringa Tree, a one-woman play.
And here to talk about it is the one woman, Nava Saraceno, who is directed by Dick Reichman, who is also here today. And Dick, what's this play about?
This play is about a young woman growing up in South Africa in the 60s during the age of apartheid. She is in an English heritage family, and they have some black servants in the house, as all such families did. And the relationship grows between the two families. This child grows up in the middle of this. History happens around them. And so it really is a personal story through a huge and significant historic moment in human rights.
Fascinating. And you're from that area.
Yes, I moved there when I was about four, and I was there till about 4 years ago, so about 30 years.
And you play all the parts in the story. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that for a moment. We know this came from a novel written by Pamela Jean.
No, actually, no, that's not the
case.
This play began in Larry Moss's acting class in Los Angeles.
Okay, right.
His students were asked to come in and tell a story. Larry Moss is a famous acting teacher in L.A. And Pamela Jean told a story about the killing of her uncle in South Africa years before the murder of her uncle. And the story so moved people and the director of the class that he ultimately directed a production which went to New York, played, won the Obie, won a bunch of awards, went to London, played in London, being done all over the place, because oddly enough, even though it's a one-woman show, it really is a heavy-duty piece of playwriting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's unlike most one-person shows. It's not an examination of a personality. It is a play that is miraculously written in a way. One person actually performs all the different roles, and it is written in such a way that you feel that you are watching a few actors up there doing these scenes. It's really quite amazing. I've never seen a one-person show that is so like a play. And, of course, it takes a huge gift of the actress. We have a wonderful talent here in Nava Saraceno. She, of course, is from South Africa, and she can do all the accents, and that's great. But she also has the acting chops. And we have to remember, this thing was written by Pamela Jean, who is, I don't know a lot about her, but she made her career as an actress. She's been in major rep company and theater productions with the major forces of American theater for years. So this is an acting tour de force that she wrote for herself. And I think Nava Saraceno owns it. She's doing wonders with it.
Well, Nava, tell us about your approach to this role. How are you portraying all these different characters?
Well, you know, it's been very interesting because it's been a very healing journey for myself, because many of the characters I experienced growing up, I had servants in my home, I had gardeners, I had drivers, I had maids. And I was like that little girl. I am slightly anxious by nature. And I watched this whole apartheid playing out, not really understanding anything, understanding certain rules and ideas. So it's been like reading a life that was my own, just slightly different in ways. There's been murders in my own family and trauma. And it actually was very healing because I realized I carried a lot of grief over the last maid we had, who was really instrumental in my life. And I think out of all our maids, she resonated with my heart the most. And she was actually a friend, and I've lost contact with her, and I think she passed away. She had AIDS. And so it's been a very healing journey. And at times I've had to put down the script and like just cry because I can't do it anymore. And I also have a deep love for my homeland and miss it a lot. And so I felt initially that I was almost in two worlds. I kept flipping back into South Africa, and then I'm in Alaska. And it was like two worlds, and young and old. I'm Nava old, and I'm Nava little girl in the play. So it's been almost like it's just been a person. It's like all the characters. A few of them we struggled with, because I just couldn't find them, and Dick was very helpful in trying to get the energy around that character and what the person's like. And the father was, I think, the hardest one for me. I just could not find him in myself. And then we finally figured out kind of his energy and what we feel he should be like. And it's really been helpful. So, yeah.
This is a two-person show. Actually, it's supposed to be one person, but Dick has been very much part of it, obviously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very much. In fact, he's been so good because when I started memorizing, I had certain ways, and then Dick would come and say, well, we need to do it like this. And I'd be like, really? And we'd try it, and it actually worked. And it was great. So.
Well, it's funny. Reading the script, I had seen this show years ago and really liked it, but it was a long time ago, and I didn't remember how it came together. Reading the script, I really couldn't figure, how is one person going to do all this without looking like she's on an acting marathon? And, and we had to kind of try this and try that, and suddenly we realized that the simple, quickest, easiest way of making transitions would make everything work. And Nava kind of discovered that in rehearsal. And once we've had a sort of a policy for the way we're going to move through this piece, it all kind of fell together.
Hmm. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Nava Saraceno and Dick Reichman, talking about the play that opens next weekend at Cyrano's, The Syringa Tree.
Well, Nava, I want to get back to your approach to your characters. And mm-hmm. I know one way that actors can do this is to simply alter their physicality and their voice, and that's mm-hmm. what helps them get into that type of character. Is that something that you're doing, or are you approaching it from a different way, or maybe a combination of many ways?
It was a combination, but I think definitely the voice was very important, finding a different voice for every character, and the gestures, finding a gesture. And actually, Pamela Geen, she said that in the beginning instructions. She said, try and find a gesture that characterizes each character, and that's been very helpful. Even the father that I was really struggling with, we finally figured out that my hands go forward as if he's always trying to calm a situation down, and that was his persona, is the calmer, the, you know, rescuer. And so definitely it's been very important to have a distinct feel in my body for each character, as well as try and change the voice slightly for each character.
Give us an example.
Pardon?
Give us an example of two characters.
So Selimina is a deep voice. She's the one maid. And she'd be, you're lazy. Come on, my sweetheart. And then the other maid, Iris, is very high. Yes, Lizzy, come. You must come now to bed. So they're very different characters. Selimina's more grounded, deep, the loving, motherly. And Iris is more, you know, a bit hyper. And I had both of those growing up. So it wasn't so hard to picture.
Where are you in all of this?
Where am I?
As an actor, you say you've experienced these characters. Do you find yourself in some of these characters as well? You talked about having experienced these characters growing up, but do you find some part of yourself in these characters
yes,
as you're performing them?
Yes, I have, actually, very, very much. The little girl, I feel that's me. Mm-hmm. I think that's why it's so easy. The little girl running around, trying to make everything super sweet and just, you know, trying to make sense. And, you know, but it's very interesting. The mother, like, I mean, I don't want to go into too much personal stuff, but like every character, there's been really strong feels of like characters in my own life that I've met. And it's made me really think about things a lot. For example, Selimina, you know, she makes a statement in the play about her partner, kind of, you know, whatever, about Matthias, he's never around, he's whatever. And just doing the play, I've really thought most of the African women don't have stable partners. They don't have a man in their life that's there for them, and they probably never will. And it's really made me think a lot about how that must feel, you know, being in a reality of that. And feeling that and bringing up your own children and not being able to rely on men and being alone by yourself in a little servant's quarters, because most of the maids stayed, you know, at the white family and they didn't have any family really around them. And they weren't allowed their partners in, so it was a sneaky way they would have. So it just, I've thought a lot more deeply about a lot of realities that people faced in South Africa and still face.
How wonderful they found you to do this show. Or was it this an accident or just deliberate?
Well, I don't know. I know Sandy years ago was enamored of this show, and I don't know who brought it up first in your case. Did you bring it up or did Sandy bring it up?
Sandy, actually, 4 years ago when I first did a show, the big one, she came to me. She says, oh, you're from South Africa. Have you heard of the Syringa Tree? And I said, no. And but she told me a bit about it. I was immediately taken, and I ordered it online, and I read the whole thing, and I was like, I want to do this. But we never managed to do it. And I told Sandy about a month ago, I said to her, I said, you know, it's very wise, the timing of everything. We have to trust timing, because I wasn't emotionally, I feel, mature enough or evolved enough. And I've gone through experiences in the last 3 years that I feel have allowed me to be the person that can play this now with depth, where before it would have been much more an actress fun thing. But I don't think... Yeah, the depth behind it. So it's very beautiful how it's kind of been a growing process.
Do you feel that being away from South Africa for the 4 years you've been away has given you that distance to look back on that time period? I know that I'm from the American South myself, and I have some similar experiences that you're talking about. And it's only been since I've left that I've looked back and I've seen them as they were rather than being immersed in that world.
Yeah.
So do you feel like you've had that same experience by being a separate from South Africa for the time you've been?
Very much, actually. And me and my mom talk about it a lot. We realize how much prejudice we carried within us and how much we benefited from a very unjust system and how much you get immersed. When you're in a culture and it's all around you, it's very hard to separate out. You're trying your best to, but it's very hard. And it's only in kind of living outside that we realize a lot of things, because my parents were very conscious and they were very, you know, strong about we are all from one creator, we're all the same. But when you're in a prejudiced society and it's all around you, you don't realize how you're slowly buying into certain things. So yeah,
unfortunately we've run out of time, but I really want to thank you for being here, and I'm not going to miss this show. Nava Saraceno and Dick Reichman, director and actress, talking about the play they are doing together.
The Syringa Tree.
At Cyrano's, which opens next weekend.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. Up in Wasilla Valley Performing Arts, production of the Dixie Swim Club opens January 10th and runs through January 26th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
Anchorage Community Theater is offering some classes. One is in set design, taught by Brian Saylor. It begins tomorrow and continues through January the 18th and the 25th. The class runs from 9:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Participants will design the set for the upcoming production of 1,000 Clowns. Another class, physical acting, taught by Robin Davis, runs from January 10th to the 12th on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Space is limited for both classes. Also at ACT, auditions for 1,000 Clowns will be held Wednesday, January 8th at 6 p.m. and Saturday, January 11th at 10 a.m. For more information or to register for the classes, call ACT at 344-4713.
At Cyrano's, the Syringa Tree opens next Thursday with a Pay What You Can show, followed by the official opening next Friday, January 10th through February 2nd. For tickets and information, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.